and to upload your article to the website, just drag it over the block and click the mouse. Done.
That looks easy.
Oh, it is easy. I mean, writing the article is the hard part.
Who'd have thought 3 years ago that I'd be writing articles for a Christian page?
Not me. 3 years ago, you were the person I was most likely to punch.
3 years ago, the feeling was mutual.
Okay. Well, I've decided I don't want to punch you anymore. It wouldn't be very gentlemanly of me.
You know, 3 years ago, I wouldn't have thought you'd be too worried about being gentlemanly.
Well, I guess we've both changed. I bet if I asked you real nice, you'd even admit that since then, you've learned to like me.
Like you, like you?
Yeah. Like me, like me.
Yeah. I suppose. Yeah. I guess I do.
Really? You do?
You sound surprised.
I guess I am.
Can you handle another surprise?
I'm not sure.
I bet you can.
Okay.
Conrad, Janie, we need your help.
Amy.
Right now?
Cheryl's missing, and she took Ryan.
You serious?
Yeah, come on. Oh, sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no, we were done. Working on our article.
Hey, Conrad, anyone ever tell you that you're cute when you're flustered?
What?
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 65, Reunions.
Marshall, give me a hand with this bed.
She sure didn't leave much for us to find.
She didn't leave anything. My guess is she'd been planning this for a long time.
And I thought she'd gotten herself under control.
I never expected her to just grab Ryan and make a run for it.
How's Josie doing?
How do you think?
I suppose.
Hey, Marshall, Tom, I found something.
What is it?
Cheryl had been sending a lot of emails lately. When she was done sending them, she'd delete them from her outbox, but she didn't delete them from her history log.
Who has she been emailing?
Your friend, Wanda.
Wanda?
She wrote her saying that Ryan was sick and she didn't know what to do.
Ryan hasn't been sick.
Wanda would have smelled a rat. She knows Tom and Josie are raising Ryan.
Cheryl signed all her emails, yours in Christ, Josie.
Oh, you were right, Tom. She'd been planning this for a long time.
Cheryl's last letter, as Josie, said she was sending Ryan with Cheryl to see her.
So Cheryl's taking Ryan to Wanda's?
Gotta hand it to her. It was a good plan.
I'll keep that in mind when I'm trying not to strangle her.
Take it easy, Tom. We'll get this straightened out.
Well, at least we know where she's headed.
Let's get going.
How much longer do you think it's gonna be?
I don't know. We should be getting closer.
I like traveling during the day.
Yeah. As long as I don't see anyone else start on fire, I'll be fine.
I think most people figured out to stay indoors by now. You still remember the directions Vicky sent you?
Are you kidding? They're, etched in my brain.
I wish you would have printed it up. If something happens to you, I don't know where I'm going.
Hey, if I had printed them up and something happened to me, everyone would know where we're going.
I suppose. Hey, you see that?
What?
That van coming towards us. Dude's swerving all over the road.
If it's not a Christian, he's probably on fire.
Hey, they're getting closer. Pull over.
It was a girl.
She wasn't on fire. I wonder where she was off to so fast.
Strange things happen this far north.
We'll have to check out the news once we hit the camp. Maybe they know something about it.
All right, Wanda. Call us if she gets there.
How could she not be there yet? It's not that far.
The only other car we saw was that black SUV.
She may be lost, or in town here, or who knows where.
And if she's in town, she might get caught.
You don't think she'd be foolish enough to go into a building, do you?
What evidence do you have that she's firing on all cylinders, huh? She just kidnapped my son.
Tom, in the parking garage, over to your right.
That's my van.
Good eyes.
Why would she go and park in the shade?
Like you said, I don't think she's firing on all cylinders.
So what's the plan?
Marshall, park someplace in the sun.
Okay, and then?
We're gonna go find Ryan.
Ryan and Cheryl?
When you say we, you mean
Marshall and I. You two wait here. Mark, keep your eyes peeled. We may need to get out of here quick. We should be back soon.
Great. Once again, we get to sit and wait while the grown-ups do all the interesting stuff.
It's almost like a ghost town.
Except it's not deserted. Hiding inside, there's a whole lot of people who can't come out in the sun.
I still don't get what she's doing in this garage.
She may have been dumping the van.
Why would she do that? You don't think she had another car ready, do you?
You see anything?
Nope.
Let's check the van.
Right behind you.
Just a couple other cars.
The van is closed up tight.
Maybe they're in the back. I'm gonna open it up.
They're gone.
Now what?
Come on, Vic. It's been like a half an hour.
You think we should go find out what's going on?
Yep.
Where do you think they are?
Let's start with the parking garage.
Be careful. If they're not back, it's because something happened to them.
Yeah. I've been thinking the same thing. Maybe we should take a different approach.
You have a better idea?
No, I mean, maybe we should go in the garage on the other side.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
You don't need to keep me taped up. We're not going anywhere.
Pipe down.
What are you going to do with us?
I'm going to make a few thousand nicks. That's what I'm going to do.
You're a bounty hunter?
That's where the money is now. Make more doing this than I ever did as a teacher.
What about these two?
Don't act like you don't know who they are. They came looking for you.
Oh!
Anybody else gonna be looking for you? Anybody I need to know about?
I don't know. I didn't know they were coming.
Before the sun goes down, you're gonna tell me what I wanna know. After that, I'll trade you and these others in for lunch money. Huh?
What was that?
It came from over there.
Mark!
Yeah, but I'm coming from right here. And when you get your wind back, you don't want to follow us. It'll get awfully warm.
How did you find me?
Nah, that wasn't too tough.
It's okay, Ryan. It's gonna be okay.
Let's get Tom and Marshall to Wanda's place. They might need some help.
Wanda's?
Yeah, we know all about your plan. Now, unless you want this guy to capture you again, I suggest we get to someplace a little brighter.
Just hold this on your head. It should help the swelling.
Ah, it's cold.
Cold ice pack. Imagine that. How's your head, Marshall?
Let's just say I know how a golf ball feels.
Vicky, can I hold Ryan for a while?
No!
Guess that's your answer.
He's my son.
Cheryl, we've been over this before. You agreed to let Josie and I raise him.
And you lied to me. You said Ryan was sick. And you misused Josie's name.
It's pretty clear what you were trying to do.
I just wanted to be with him.
No, Cheryl. You wanted to own him. There's a difference.
If you would have asked, Josie and I would have let you spend time with him, same as everybody else.
But I'm not everybody else. I'm his mother.
Cheryl, you said you wanted to stay with me for a while. I think that's probably a good idea.
Me too.
I agree.
You're kicking me out of the camp?
I think a little time away from Ryan is what you need right now.
And when you get your head straight, you can come back.
But I...
Come on, Cheryl. Let me run you a bath.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Come on.
Listen, Wanda, we're gonna get back to the camp, okay?
Good idea.
I guess I'll be seeing you guys later.
Yeah. See ya.
Come on, Cheryl.
I'd say that girl needs some serious prayer.
So admit it, you don't know where we are.
Globally? We're in northwestern Wisconsin, very close to the town of Avery.
Yeah, but you don't remember how to get to the camp.
All right. We may have missed a turn, but we're close, I know that.
Find a landmark, something Vicky told you about.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got it. This row of pine trees along the road.
Yeah?
Yeah, the directions said that the entrance to the camp is about half a mile after that, on the left. It looks like a little turnaroundy thing.
Turnaroundy thing?
Yeah, like it used to be a driveway, but now there's a cable across it.
Oh, yeah, I think I see it. But that's not half a mile.
No, I'm sure that's it. You ever meet a woman who had a sense of distance?
Dog, you do not want to be coming in with an attitude like that.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah? Well, don't just kid yourself into the doghouse your first day back.
So you guys left while she was taking a bath?
Well, Marshall and Tom thought it'd be easiest for Cheryl. Get that corner over there, will you?
Yeah. I bet she was pretty upset when she found out you guys were gone.
Well, Cheryl's gonna be upset for a long time. There's nothing we can...
Vic, are you okay?
Yeah, I just want to finish these pillows.
You think that's Jed and Lionel?
I need to get their beds ready.
I'll go see who it is. You finish with the pillowcases.
Lord, help me get through this. I don't know what's going to happen, but as long as you're in control. Yeah, come on in.
What's the matter? You didn't want to come and say hi?
We haven't seen each other for 2.5 years, and that's the first line you come up with?
You want me to go out and try again?
Come here! Ugh. You've grown about a foot taller, and you need a shave.
Yeah, oh. I started doing that while I was gone. That's not the only change.
Yeah, I know. Are you okay? I mean, you know, your arm.
I hate not having it, but at least I'm alive. Mostly thanks to that guy outside.
How is that guy outside?
Go see for yourself.
This is Colin and Becky Dial. We were staying at their house for a while.
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
Nice to finally meet you, too. I've heard quite a bit about you.
Yeah?
Not sure why I thought you'd be 10 feet tall, but...
Has anybody seen Tanya or Ty?
They were fishing with Charlie.
Charlie's here too? Vicky didn't tell me that.
Oh yeah, Charlie, Janie, Melinda.
Yeah, pretty much everyone you've ever met since becoming a Christian.
Well, not quite everyone.
Yeah. So you heard about Pete?
Yeah. That's okay. It's temporary.
Hey! I can't believe you guys are still hauling this mud around!
That mud saved our skins a couple of times.
Tom and Josie say they'll see you tonight.
Tom Fogarty? Wow! Why, what's tonight?
A welcome back party. Everyone should be there. Vicky even said she was going to bake a cake.
I didn't realize things were that desperate here.
Hey, I heard that!
Well, look who it is.
Vicky, this is Judd. Judd, this is Vicky. You know, the boy you told me about.
Hey.
Oh, 3 years to catch up, and we're off to a blazing start with...
Hey. Leave him alone, you big dope. It's romantic.
Oh, right. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Romantic. Okay.
You can take a few lessons from that.
Oh, come on.
Is this awkward for you, too?
Awkward? No. Yes. Yeah, very.
Welcome home.
Thanks. I missed you.
I missed you, too.
I
Something wrong?
No, not anymore. Hey, I just want to say thanks to all of you for this crazy little clam bake. Yeah. Josie, thanks for the great cake. Not that I wouldn't have eaten it if Vicky made it.
Oh, that's not what I heard.
And I think I'm speaking for Lionel, too, when I say I'm really glad to be here. The last, almost 3 years, been pretty crazy for us. We've seen some weird stuff, had to do some things we never would have thought we could do before.
And some things we hope we never have to do again.
Yeah. I'm glad to be among friends again, and relatively safe.
You're here.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thanks to Lionel, who got me through the last few years. Gave me a good swift kick a few times, too.
Now only when he needed it.
Yeah. So, thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think I speak for all of us, especially Vicky, when I say it's good to have you guys back.
Hey!
Well, it's true. She's smiling again. It's nice to see.
It's nice to do.
All right, come on back.
Vicky, you want to go for a little walk?
Whoa, hold it!
What?
What's going on?
Well, as you know, we've been taking care of our little Vicky for quite a while here.
Yeah?
As would be expected with such a sweet young lady, we've become, well... attached to her. We don't want anything to happen to her.
Darian. Okay.
As her surrogate father. I have to ask, what are your intentions?
Nice imitation. Sounds just like my dad.
Sir?
Yes? I mean...
Yes? I'm here to renew an old friendship, if that's okay with you.
Daughter, are you open to this young man renewing your acquaintance?
Sure. Yeah, why not? I've finished all my baking, so I've got some time on my hands.
All right. Just have her back before it gets dark and...
No necking.
Darian.
Darian Staley, ladies and gentlemen. That is nice. The kind of entertainment people travel thousands of miles to enjoy. She'll be here all week. Take
much.
A bow, Darian.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Hey,
I was just leaving.
Yes, you were.
Bye-bye.
Oh, sorry about that.
Hey, it's not your fault your dad is weird.
Hey, you've never met my dad. Be nice.
Yeah, but I will, right?
Yeah.
In fact, there's a lot of people we'll meet, and a lot of new stuff coming to this crazy world.
And we'll get to see it together.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Nice night, huh?
Yeah, usually when I've been walking at night, it's because we were hiding from someone.
I know.
This is nice.
Judd, tell me about Nada.
I was wondering when you were going to ask about her.
I mean, you told me the story and you told me what happened to her, but what you didn't tell me is... Did you love her?
I don't know. I mean, I'd be lying to say I wasn't interested in her. She was a pretty insightful person.
Hmm. What do you mean?
Before she died, she wrote me a note saying that she knew I was more interested in someone else.
Really? She told you that?
Uh-huh.
So, where does all of this leave us?
Right here. Together. I mean, like, I have no idea what's going to happen in the next year and a half. All I do know is that I want to be with you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean... As long as you...
Of course I do. I guess I'm only wondering what kind of relationship we're going to have.
Well, it'd be crazy to just jump into a serious romantic relationship right away. I mean, we haven't spent a whole day together in almost 3 years.
Yeah, but we've known each other for over 5 years.
Don't get me wrong. I'm all in favor of changing our relationship. I just... I just want to do everything right.
So you're still in care with me?
In care. Yes, in care and a half.
Ooh, okay, I like that.
I know some of us, are perfectly happy sitting out the rest of the time until Jesus comes back and playing it safe. I got no problem with that. All I can say is this heat wave is a great opportunity for us. We can move around easier than we ever have before.
Trouble is, we don't know how long it's going to last.
Even more reason to get on the stick.
There's plenty of work we can be doing with the co-op. Moving people and supplies around.
I guess I don't want to just sit here and not help out.
Me neither. Lionel might need some downtime, but I'm ready to go.
Good. Then it's decided. If some want to help out the co-op and Trib Force, we will. If you want to just relax and wait out the tribulation in safety, you can do that too.
Like Mark said, we don't know how long this weather's gonna last. I say it's time we take the fight to them.
Dad or Bruce Barnes is watching us. He's just talking about all the Christians that have come before us.
He's just continuing the racing metaphor?
Yeah, very good.
When Jesus comes back, are we gonna find out who wrote the book of Hebrews?
Well, I hope so. It may not be important to us anymore, because we'll be with Jesus then. All right, that's all for today. We'll look at the rest of chapter 12 tomorrow. And Janie, you bring the cookies.
Sure.
Oh, happy!
Nice job.
Oh, I told you, I don't like it when you sit in on my classes.
Why?
It makes me nervous.
Why be nervous? You studied this stuff a lot more than I have.
It just does.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I've been watching you now for, 6 months? You're doing a great job. I mean, Charlie's asking good questions about the book of Hebrews. What does that tell you?
Well, he doesn't get it.
I think he gets it real good. He has a good teacher.
Yeah, Marshall.
Marshall, that reminds me. I almost forgot why I came to see you.
Oh, I thought you came just to see me.
Well, that too.
Let me guess, you're going on another co-op run.
Not exactly. Marshall wants me to go to Ohio to help some believers there. I guess they're trapped in a library or something?
You're
You're going to Ohio?
Look, I told Marshall that I'd go, but only on one condition.
What's that?
That you come with me.
Seriously?
Seriously.
You mean I finally get to go somewhere?
So you must be the infamous Vicky B.
Vicky, this is Weston Jakes.
Nice to meet you, Weston.
Call me Wes.
All right.
Strap yourselves in. Next stop, Springfield, Ohio.
This little bus is perfect.
Yep. It should hold all the believers we need to pick up.
Yeah, we used to call these the special buses.
And it still is special. It's God's bus.
Well, I hope it can outrun the GC's Humvees.
I'm counting on it still being too hot for the GC goon squads to come outside.
We should be gone long before dark.
As long as everything goes according to plan.
Are you sure this is the right library?
Well, it's the only one still standing. Now, where are our friends?
There's a lady watching us over there.
Are you here to meet us?
I don't know. Why don't you come out here in the sunlight?
Oh, good idea.
That answers that question.
Ma'am, you need to get your friends and get on that bus. We're gonna take you someplace safe.
Praise the Lord. You've come to save us.
I thought you were all inside the library.
We were, until a bunch of GC cops took it over.
The GC took over the library?
About 2 days ago. We've been sleeping rough ever since. Last night we stayed in a garage. Can you imagine 27 of us in a garage?
Well, right now I want to imagine 27 of you in that bus. We gotta move. Everybody all set?
Actually,
Vicky, you ready?
Something's not right.
What are you talking about?
Audrey, if you moved out and the GC moved in, how come the building is still standing?
Yeah, I thought all the buildings with the GC troops and stuff were starting on fire.
My boy Howard, he's hiding inside somewhere.
Well, we gotta get him out.
Vicky and I'll go.
Judd, it's getting too late for this. The sun's going down in a couple hours and we need to leave the airfield before it does.
We can do it.
Yeah, all we need's a car.
My car is still in my carport. It's not far from here. Here are the keys.
Anything I need to know?
Well, yeah, actually. The Volkswagen Beetles were made with what was called a standard automatic transmission back in those days.
Standard automatic?
You shift it like a stick shift, but there was no clutch pedal. The clutch engages when you put pressure on the shifting lever.
This ought to be an adventure.
I still say this is crazy.
We'll be fine, Wes.
Yeah, just wait for us at the airfield. If we're not there in half an hour...
I'll give you an hour, but don't waste any time.
If we're not there in an hour, take off.
All right.
Don't worry, we'll see you in a bit.
Thank you so much.
We'll be fine, and we'll have Howard there before you know it.
So what's the plan?
The plan is, we now make up the plan.
Great.
I'm guessing the GC are staying downstairs during the day, out of the sunlight.
Then Howard's probably on one of the upper floors, right?
Right. All right, you take this floor, I'll go up to the next.
Oh, did you see that? Someone's in that room.
Dollars to donuts, that's our boy.
Okay, I'll try the polite method. Howard, we're here to get you out.
We're believers, just like you.
We drove your mom's car. Just look out the window. It's parked in the street.
Nice. You think he'll believe us?
We'll find out.
You came in that thing?
Yeah.
You're braver than I thought.
Nice. Come on.
Just a few more.
You were saying?
Great. Now we're cut off from the exit.
What do we do now?
Pray a lot.
You can't leave yet. My boy's not here.
Sorry, Audrey. They're already 15 minutes past the time they were supposed to be here. If we wait any longer, we're all in danger of getting caught.
But your friends...
Go strap yourselves in. We are out of here.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye and adapted by Darby Kern. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the dramatic audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This Left Behind dramatic audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.